Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Oh yeah.
Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said he's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light, turn your midnight in the day.
Yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. With more,
Jesus,
only Jesus, only
Jesus,
more than a miracle, change my life. Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus,
I love
you.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, He can win the fight. Just call Him when you need a friend. Be His morning, noon, or night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God can do.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. The message is entitled, Marching Forth. I ask you to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon His heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the message, He will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. I thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for the opportunity to make this proclamation in this place at this time every week. And I'm thanking each and every one of you, those of you who are on the Blog Talk Radio format, either via the internet or on the telephone, as well as those who are joining me in the simulcast on Facebook Live. I'm appreciative in each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be willing to start your day with me and the others that are participating in this fine ministry every single morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. This morning, I want to reflect back on what I didn't know a year ago. I didn't know March 1st or March 2nd a year ago that my routine of being able to worship in the building would be disrupted. It was around this time that I began to see some of the things from the CDC with regard to there being a virus that could dramatically affect our way of life, our well-being, and who we believed we were as individuals and Christians. It was around this time that I started looking at, okay, maybe because I'm following the tradition of the Black church, that I need to start printing out, and even printing out in color, some of the warnings that the CDC was beginning to put out, where they were saying, wash your hands and make sure that you are showing a proper amount of distance from your fellow man, and doing all of these things, and even basically beginning to say that, hey, you know, if you began to be short of breath or if you began to spike a fever, then this might be a thing that you have now contracted. So little did I know that this was going to be more than just a mere blip in our lifestyle. But it was around this time that I began printing out and putting the information inside the bulletin, putting the information on the bulletin board, and being more cautious, alerting the leadership team at Spring Hill Road that said, hey, you know, I'm not sure what's going on here, but we need to kind of keep this in front of us and keep it in mind, not knowing that we wouldn't have a choice and that indeed any and everybody would end up doing the very same thing, where they would put it in front of them and they would definitely keep it in mind because they would have no choice. It was around the second or third Sunday in March that we kind of said to the older members, stay home. If you can, get one of your family members to set it up so that you can see the worship on Facebook Live. We still have that recording out on Facebook right now. And we basically said a year ago around this time, you know, there are people who worshiped in the building, and we recorded our message. We set up our little tablets the three leg easels, and we did our worship that week, not knowing that that would be the very last week that we would worship in the building because of what has happened with the pandemic. Our leadership has continued to say that we would want to not have exposure, and so we've had very, very, very limited activities in the building. I think I've had a couple of weddings there where we have definitely limited the capacity, but literally other than that, we have not had any classes or any services since the middle of last March. So little did I know that it wouldn't be something that by May it'll be over, because that's what they were telling us. Little did I know that it wouldn't be over by the end of the summer. Little did I know that by October, we would start having records, a record number of cases, record numbers of deaths, to a point where now over 500,000 individuals have now lost their lives, some that are members of the Lord's church. And I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I say to you, brothers and sisters, this is something that I didn't know a full year ago. But let me say the obvious. We know it now. We know it now. And the Lord has spared those that are under the sound of my voice to be able to now make decisions as to how we're going to move forward. Paul has some words that I think are helpful in helping us to know maybe exactly what we need to do and exactly how we need to do it. If you look at Philippians chapter 3, start at verse number 12. The New American Standard reads, "Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on, so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward for what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. However, let us keep living by the same standard to which we have attained." So, ladies and gentlemen, and brothers and sisters, those words are powerful words. Words that, as I lift them from Paul's context, one in which he's encouraging the Philippian church that was primarily a church that had filled with Gentiles to be able to plug into what they needed to plug into to follow through with the upward call of God. I say to you today, ladies and gentlemen, and brothers and sisters, renew, if you haven't already, your dedication to piety, your dedication to being willing to make sure that every single day that when you go to bed knowing that if you died tonight, that if you didn't rise up, that you know that heaven would be your home. If that's not the case, then you definitely need to redirect your energy away from the things that you prioritized those previous days. Because those other days, just like Paul said, they're behind you. But reach forward for what lies ahead. March forth, knowing that I've made mistakes, I can learn lessons from those mistakes, that the pandemic can make those lessons very palpable right now, and that I can now move forward knowing that if I stay in the good graces of God, or if I can get in the good graces with God, whether I contract the virus or whether I somehow lose my life in some other way, that heaven can be my home. And it's not just about death and being worried about dying. It also is about what you can do while you live. Moving forward, pressing forward toward the high prize, that prize, the upward call of God, I would definitely encourage you to see what you can do to edify one another. See what you can do to show a spirit and a heart of benevolence. And to see what you can do in making sure that as you continue to move forward, pressing toward the upward call of God in Christ, that you see what you can do to spread the word of evangelism, to spread the word about Christ, to further alert people in times like these that they need Jesus, and that it is only with and through Jesus that you've been able to make it through. March 4th, knowing that it's been an incredible 12 months, but God is still able. He's still in the blessing business. He's still in the saving business. And business is good. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for continuing to be with us, continuing to be patient with us, continuing to allow us to live and move and have our very being, to borrow your very breath, to learn the lessons that we need to learn as a result of the lives that we've been able to live, the lives that we've seen lost, the change in power in Washington, the changes in the other areas and sectors of government, and knowing that some are going to be positive, some are going to be negative, but you are still the same. Help us to be able to anchor, be anchored by that and move forward to just know that just like a car on the road that's following the sun, we need to continue to follow you in every way, shape, or form that we can. Bless us whether we're in the seat of our cars. Bless us whether we're still in our slippers. Or bless us where we're already in the corner of our cubicles, knowing that this is a day that you have made. This is a day in which we can show glory and honor in you. And this is going to be our dedicated prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.